And now, going forward, I know Representative Marshall, after the event yesterday, said it's kind of just step back and let Tyson do what they're going to do moving forward. Is that how the city is kind of facing this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Technically, the city won't have a lot of formal interaction. Now, by virtue of the city staff being the county planning and building codes staff, our staff is interacting with them, but they're interacting with them in the capacity as being the contract service for county government. Our intention is, one, to assist them in doing a safe building repair, which they have every intention of doing. They're going through the permitting process, but we're certainly moving that project to the front of the line as best we can. They're not starting from scratch, so a lot of the things, if you were building a new industrial plant on a raw piece of ground that takes some time, we don't have to worry about that. This is issuing a demo permit, which we've already done, to allow them to tear out the stuff that's been damaged, and then getting a set of building plans for what they intend to do, have our commercial plan reviewer review that as quickly but still thoroughly as possible. Should be a fairly quick turnaround time, and then they'll be cut loose to begin bringing the plant back to operational. That'll be about the limit of our interaction, other than just doing what the rest of the community's doing and standing on the sidelines and cheering.